Well, checking sports, lots of high school activities around the area last night at the Lewis Central Co-Ed Invitational Track and Field Meet. On the girls' side, it was Glenwood winning the meet with 168 points. Abe Lincoln with 109 second. Third place, Sioux City East. Thomas Jefferson, Harlan are fourth and fifth. Individually, Atlantic got a victory from Tiffany Williams as she took the 1,500-meter event in last night's meet. On the boys' side, Lewis Central with 113 points, the winners. They got by Atlantic, who had 101.5 for second place. Thomas Jefferson, Glenwood, and Harlan round out the top five. For Atlantic, couple of victories. Jackson Eden won the 1,600. Alec Hayes was the champ in the high jump event last night for the Trojans. Also, the CAM Co-Ed Invitational was held last night at the Atlantic Track Complex. Sydney was the winner on the girls' side. They had 186 points, defeating Exira EHK, who had 106 for second. CAM was third. Peyton Sherdan and Iowa Christian Academy round out the top five. Sydney had 11 victories in all on the season as they dominated that meet last night. Also, Exira EHK's Emily Kopik won the 1,500 and the 3,000 meters. Exira EHK also took the 1,600-meter medley relay. Lindsay Dinkla of CAM, the winner in the 400 hurdles, and she also helped the Cougars' 4x400-meter relay team come up with a win last night. On the boys' side, it was Woodbine with 169 points, winning the meet. Exira EHK with 100 was second. CAM with 67 was third. Atlantic JV had 52 points. Grandview Christian and Adair Casey each with 51. Among the individual champions last night locally, Adair Casey had Cale Billheimer win both the 1,600 and the 3,200 meters. Thomas Hensley of CAM was a winner in the 800 meters. Exira EHK had Brady Hansen win the long jump, while Martin Olson was a champ in the shot put event last night. Atlantic's JV team also won relays, the 4x2, the 4x8, and the 1,600 medley relay events in that meet last night. Also in Trainer at the Cardet Relays, it was Trainer winning their own meet. They had 143.5 points. Shenandoah with 87, the runner-up. Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, and Underwood round out the top five. Trainer won five of the seven relay events last night as they took a whole bunch of relay events. Also, Michaela Olson winning the 100 meters in action last night. And Noel James also had a nice night winning in several events as well in the relays. Madison Ditchler won the shot put title as well for Trainer last night in that meet. Also last night in boys track and field at the Red Oak Invitational, it was Shenandoah winning with 203 points. Mount Air with 112 second. Clarinda, Riverside, and Red Oak, the top five in that meet last night. Tim Brink of Riverside was a 1,600-meter winner last night locally. Also at the Bob Weber Relays at Hamburg last night, Nish Nabotna was a winner with 124 points. Fremont Mills, East Mills, Stanton, Sydney, and Essex round out the top five in that meet last night. Moving on now to high school golf at the Harvester Golf Tournament yesterday. The Atlantic boys golf team had a third place finish at the Harvester as the Trojans shot a 324. That was 12 shots behind Webster City, who won the tournament. Gilbert was second at 314. It was a six-team tournament. Creston was sixth. They shot a 435 total. Jake Olson and Kyle Nelson helped to lead the Trojans. They both shot 79, and they placed seventh for Olson and eighth for Nelson. Also, Matt Gearhart shot 84, Zach Stork 85, Nate Gifford a 96, Colton Mudd a 96 last night for Atlantic. In boys golf last night elsewhere, it was Nish Nabotna winning a three-team meet. They shot a 182, Red Oak a 192, Southwest Iowa 244. Glenwood shot a 144 to beat Harlan, who shot 159. IKM Manning defeated Underwood 163 to 184. And Logan Magnolia won a three-team meet, shooting a 166 total to beat Charter Oak Ute, who was 185, and Woodbine, who shot 195. In girls' golf action last night, Shenandoah beat Abraham Lincoln 187 to 255. It was Harlan 208 to beat Glenwood, who didn't have a full team score. Also, Nish Nabotna wins a three-team meet, shooting a 231 to beat Red Oak and Southwest Iowa. Kemper Catholic won a four-team meet with a 179 total. Carroll with a 188, Perry a 215, and Storm Lake a 252. Underwood beat IKM Manning, shooting 223. IKM Manning didn't have a full team score. Logan Magnolia won a three-team meet last night with a 231 total to beat Charter Oak Ute, who shot 253, and Woodbine, who also posted a 253 last night. In high school tennis and girls action, it was Glenwood downing Atlantic 8-1. Shenandoah beat Red Oak by a final of 9-0. Denison also downing Atlantic 9-0. Southwest Valley beat Audubon 5-4. In boys action last night, it was Atlantic over Denison 6-3. Creston beat Clarinda 9-0. Glenwood over Harlan 9-0. And Southwest Valley beat Audubon 8-1. In high school soccer last night in girls action, it was Carroll over Riverside 4-0, Bishop Heelan Catholic beating St. Albert 4-0, Sheraton topping Creston 3-1, Abe Lincoln 2-0 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In boys soccer, Tri-Center beat Clarinda Academy by a 9-1 final. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jason Hamill worked 6 sharp innings and had both RBIs for the Chicago Cubs in a 2-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night, a game heard here on KJAN. The Cardinals stranded 2 runners against the Cubs' bullpen in the 7th and 8th. Yadier Molina was at second base when Hector Rondon struck out pinch hitter Jed Jerko to earn his 3rd save in 3 chances. Chicago leads the majors with an 11-3 record, and they'll go for a 3-game sweep over the defending National League Central champions today. They last swept St. Louis in 3 games on the road back in 2010. We'll have that game for you. It'll be an early contest today. We're on the air at 11:50 this morning. 12:45 will be the first pitch, Cubs and the Cards today. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets beat Philadelphia 11-1, Cincinnati over Colorado 4-3, Atlanta beat the Dodgers 8-1, Washington over Miami 7-0, San Diego beat Pittsburgh 5-4, and Arizona 3-0 over San Francisco. Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer and had a career-high 5 RBIs. Yordano Ventura twice escaped bases-loaded jams, and the Kansas City Royals held on to beat the Detroit Tigers 8-6 last night. The Tigers cut a 6-run deficit in half when Jared Saltalamacchia homered for the 3rd straight game in the 7th inning. Then they loaded the bases with one out against Joaquim Sora in the 8th, but Kelvin Herrera retired Miguel Cabrera and J.D. Martinez around a hit batter to limit that damage. Wade Davis breezed through the 9th inning to pick up his 6th save. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Seattle 3-2. Oakland over the New York Yankees in 11 innings 3-2. Toronto beat Baltimore 4-3. Tampa Bay needed 10 innings to beat Boston 3-0. Texas over Houston 7-5. White Sox beat the Angels 5-0. One interleague game saw Milwaukee top Minnesota by a 6-5 final. The Kansas City Royals reinstated outfielder Gerard Dyson from the disabled list and recalled right-hander Miguel Almonte from AAA Omaha before Tuesday night's series opener against the Tigers. To clear space on the roster, the Royals optioned outfielder Raymond Fuentes to Omaha and placed right-hander Dylan Gee on the paternity list. Gee's wife gave birth to a daughter on Monday. Expected to platoon with Paulo Orlando in right field, Dyson strained his oblique in the opening game of spring training. The speedster hit .318 in 7 rehab games for Omaha. The hard-throwing Almonte, one of the Royals' prized prospects, made his big league debut last fall. He was 0-2 with a 7.2 ERA and 2 starts for Omaha so far this season. In the NBA playoffs last night, couple of games. It was Atlanta beating Boston 89-72. San Antonio beat Memphis 94-68. Both Atlanta and San Antonio go up 2-0 in their series. In the NHL playoffs, it was Pittsburgh over the New York Rangers 3-1. Pittsburgh has a 2-1 lead in that series. Tampa Bay beat Detroit 3-2, and the Lightning have a 3-1 lead in that series. Anaheim defeated Nashville 3-0. Nashville still holds a 2-1 lead in the series. St. Louis beat Chicago 4-3. The Blues have a 3-1 lead against the defending Stanley Cup champions. Iowa State University has released a statement responding to a lawsuit filed by former women's basketball player Nicole Moody. The lawsuit filed in Polk County District Court against the state of Iowa, Iowa State University, and women's head basketball coach Bill Fennelly alleges race discrimination and retaliation. That statement from ISU says the university takes very seriously complaints of discrimination and harassment. It says that Moody made complaints to the Iowa State Athletic Department a year ago, and she was referred to the university's Office of Equal Opportunity, which thoroughly reviewed her complaints in the context of university discrimination policies. The statement says a full investigation was unable to substantiate the complaints of racial discrimination. It goes on to say that Fennelly has coached the Cyclones since 1995 and is known for his passionate and demanding style of coaching toward all players. It ends by saying Iowa State takes issue with the allegations and looks forward to responding in full to the lawsuit as that legal process proceeds. And the Iowa football team has an experienced core of running backs heading into next season, with 3 of the top 4 rushers returning. Jordan Canzari is gone after rushing for 984 yards in 2015. And the lone senior in the group for next season is LaShawn Daniels. The native of Warren, Ohio, rushed for 646 yards and 8 touchdowns in 12 games.
It's hard to believe LaShawn's going to be a senior this year. You know, he's played as a true freshman, hasn't really had a full season under his belt in terms of staying healthy. So, you know, my goal, our goal, is to keep him healthy and see what a healthy LaShawn Daniels can do throughout a 12, 13-game season.
That's Iowa running backs coach Chris White, who says Akram Wadley will provide a big play threat. The junior tallied nearly 500 yards and 7 touchdowns last season.
He's showing signs of a lot of maturity, specifically with his body weight, and he's been consistent with that. And, you know, things off the field, academically, he's just maturing. He's growing up, and he understands that he needs to really have a huge role on our football team next year. You know, his impact, the things that he can do on the football field can't be coached. And he realizes that, and I think he understands that this team needs him, and he's really growing up.
Derek Mitchell appeared in 11 games last season after moving from wide receiver to running back. The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills with an open practice at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.